hope you're doing well. I hope everything has been fine. Happy New Year. It has been a very long time since I did any podcast, and well, life happened, as I will always say. I cannot give one reason why I have not released any podcast. I can give a list of many reasons, but I cannot give one. So yeah, but I do apologize if you are somebody who has always looked forward to maybe listening to any new thing I have to release. I sincerely apologize for either breaking your heart and something like that. Yeah, because I came across somebody actually recently, some weeks ago, asked me about podcasting and why I have not released anything new, and made reference to a particular podcast I made about something like that, something shy. I cannot categorically say which of my podcasts, and gave some commendations and was really appreciative of something I said in that particular podcast. So I promised that person that I would get off my behind and actually do something this year. Aside that, I also promised my partner that I would take bold steps to fight procrastination this year. I'm not someone who would make New Year resolutions, but I guess this is my New Year resolution for this year, which is to fight procrastination and take big steps towards actually not procrastinating things. So I guess this is me fighting procrastination by keeping to my word, saying I was going to release a podcast this week. I was reading today, and good for me, fortunately today happens to be Friday. I was reading a book yesterday about by Sheikh Mohammed Al-Ghazali. The book is about basically relaxing and being happy, how we should stop worrying about things and just leading a happy life as a Muslim. Before I continue, if you're not a Muslim listening to this, please, it's not completely a Muslim podcast. This podcast is not relating only to Muslims. Everybody can relate to it, so please hang in there and don't run away. So what is this podcast about, or what is this thing I read? In one of the passages, he made reference to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving advice to someone who had come to him requesting for guidance on something, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the person, like, so I would basically just read how the author of this book wrote this. He said, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning one who seeks pity, open quote, consult your heart, end of quote, he, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not present this answer to a criminal who ignores other people's rights, for there are numerous people whose minds dwell on major sins. Rather, he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conveyed this message to someone who would even refrain from committing the smallest of sins. A man with a sound fitra, that is, a sound heart, a sound nature, a sound mind, and sense of goodwill. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to spare him, that is, the person who had come for advice, he wanted to spare him the efforts of asking. So the Prophet advised him to consult his heart to find reassurance whenever he should feel confused or at a loss. Basically, this is someone who had come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking for advice or consulting him with something that he's worried about, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising this person to consult their heart. Now, the person who had come for advice is someone who has a pure mind, who has a probably maybe the person is known to be kind, to have a very, very beautiful heart, a very, very beautiful nature, and you know, all of that. So what I got from this short sentence here, or this short paragraph, is that the Sheikh Al-Ghazali is explaining that the Prophet's advice, consult your heart, was not given to somebody whose being or whose mind is flawed and whose mind is quite weak, whose mind is quite weak to the devil's temptations, you know. Now, as I was saying, that this is not necessarily a religious post, you would agree with me that we are all of different nature. My strength could be seen by another person as a weakness that they would not want to possess. Your strength might also be seen by me as a weakness that I would not necessarily want to possess. So the example of saying somebody has a weak or a bad heart now is not basically maybe subjecting that person or condemning that person, but there is just a slight weakness. We all have weaknesses. So what did I gather from this particular passage now is I'm naturally somebody who loves to give advice. I love to be consulted when somebody is in help and needs a little bit of clarification, you know. And I think I have also released a podcast before about not giving unsolicited advices. So basically, this particular passage that I've read is advising me to know the kind, to be very, very careful kind of advice that like I give people. A particular advice might not totally be bad in itself, in its own entirety, it might not be a bad advice, but because of the nature of the person I am giving it to, I should be cautious before giving that advice. I know somebody who a very, very close family member of mine, who always say that before they give advice, they usually pray. Those ask for God's guidance before they open their mouth to give advices, you know, because you need to understand that people's nature, people's minds are quite different. You know, if you're talking to someone like this particular passage says about this particular person is someone who would not commit the smallest of sins. If, for example, somebody comes to you with an advice that has to do with them seeking guidance on attaining some level of spirituality, and they are coming from a place where they are fighting a lot of demons, they are fighting a lot of, you know, they are really fighting themselves to be able to refrain from maybe doing some things that are really maybe seen as sinful, drinking alcohol, clubbing, and things like that. It's been something that they are used to in the past, but right now they are trying to refrain from it, and it's being difficult. And they come to you for advice, and you are telling them to listen to their heart. Or not, that doesn't even add up. Maybe this person is someone, this person is on the verge of quitting a particular bad habit, and maybe the person now is being invited to a particular social gathering where that kind of behavior that he or she is running away from would be done. And the person comes to you and like, oh my God, what should I do? I've been invited to this event. I don't want to hurt the person who is inviting me. How can I go about it? I'm scared that if I should attend this event, I might fall. I might just go back on myself. I might get weak and indulge in that thing that I'm running away from. How do I go about this? And maybe at that time, maybe I don't know, but for some weird reason, you now say, well, I'm advising you to just listen to your heart. You know, or not necessarily this particular sentence or this particular word of advice, but something in that line, basically telling the person that the person maybe knows the right step to take. If the person knew the right, not even that, you know, but this is somebody whose mind is already battling, should I do this? Should I not do this? So the person might just fall at the weaker end. So not only in this kind of scenario, but in a whole lot of different scenarios, in picking a life partner, in picking a job, and so many other things like that. Not even when we're trying to give someone advice, but when we're trying to make decisions by ourselves, you know, sometimes we feel like we have it all planned out, we have it all figured out by ourselves, and we tend to forget that there is a part of us, there's something that defines us, that's in our nature, that actually stops us from not being in the best position to make that decision for ourselves. So we should actually consult somebody else, you know. Just like, you know, so basically, yeah, like, let me go back into, I didn't want to talk so much today. As I said, this podcast today is just like an icebreaker, you know, for my procrastination habit on publishing a lot of podcasts. I was going through a particular post the other day on Instagram, where the relationship expert was, he gave a list, a very, very lengthy list for people who are seeking to go into relationships, like basic important questions to check off your list when meeting somebody new and trying to get to know somebody that you would like to settle down with, you know. And it's quite a lengthy list. When I was looking at it, I was like, the first thing that came to my mind was, wow, this is very lengthy. A lot of people will not ask or answer all of these questions. And then immediately another side of my brain was like, well, that's a very good idea. If the list is quite lengthy, this should be something that a lady or a guy can use to examine or analyze the other party. If they're when the person comes and says that, okay, I want us to talk about all of these questions today, I feel it would help us know what we are doing and where we are heading. And as you both are going through all of these questions, one of the party realizes that the other person is a little bit getting too bored or taking the questions on serious or feeling like all of these questions are unnecessary. I think that tells you there and there that, okay, this is not someone that I am on the same page on, you know, or it tells you a little, or maybe not that, but it tells you something about that person's being, and you can opt to ask that, okay, it seems these questions are boring you, or why, what is your view about these questions, and it will give you a heads up what you are getting into. So I feel like I have exhausted myself already. I don't know why. I used to be somebody who is quite a talker, quite interested in talking. But I think academic activities have made me more of a reader these days than a talker. So that is the end of this podcast now, and I hope you have found something of great value and knowledge in it, as I did. And let me know if you have any recommendations, any advice or anything that you would have wanted me to add, or something you'd want to hear me talk about in any future podcasts. Or if you would also want to be a part of my podcasts, please, I would really appreciate having a guest on any of my podcasts. Maybe that would ginger me. So that's bye for now, and I wish all of you a good life, basically. Bless you, and bye-bye.